Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and non-binary listeners, gather around for another splendid episode of the Simsville Podcast. This is your charming host, Jeffrey Crumplebottom, or as the gaming folk like to call me, Crumplebottom Simmer. It's a perfectly gorgeous day here in Simsville. The birds are chirping as if they were rehearsing for a grand symphony, and the joyful sounds of children playing outside fill the air. With not a single cloud in the sky, it's like Mother Nature herself decided to bless us with this beautiful blue canvas. Ah yes, there's nowhere I'd rather be than right here in my cozy little basement studio, recording this podcast just for you. For those fine folks joining us for the very first time, why, welcome aboard. You're in for a treat. Each week, we take a stroll through the vibrant happenings of our beloved community and across the expansive Sim Nation. We'll unfold fascinating stories and touch on everything from culture to entertainment. So, dear listeners, sit back and prepare yourselves for an engaging ride filled with intriguing stories and delightful discussions. Let's get started, shall we?
Mom, can't you see I'm in the middle of recording my podcast? That blinking red light I installed outside the door isn't just for show.
You almost know what?
Yes, I understand this is your house and you can go wherever you please. But can't you see I'm in the middle of something? Okay, wait. What do you mean the television's broken?
Arrest them. Is government understanding? Control us now. What if I never?
I know how much you're so mean to your mom, but can it wait? Or did you try calling a repair person?
All right.
Let me wrap up what I'm doing, and then I'll go take a peek at it, okay? Okay. Ah, parents. What would we do without them? They sure know how to keep life interesting, don't they? But hold on to your hats, because we have some thrilling news to share with you today. That's right, dear listeners. The Simsville Podcast is proud to announce its very first official sponsor, the fabulous and innovative Land Grab Industries, along with its sparkling subsidiary, Shiny Things, Inc. With a mission to sprinkle a little magic and creativity into everyday lives, Land Grab Industries embodies everything we stand for. Fun, engagement, and that good old-fashioned community spirit. Their unique products and fresh ideas are just bursting with inspiration, ready to ignite your imagination. So stay tuned, folks, because this partnership is sure to bring a delightful dose of excitement to our podcast. Now, before we dive into today's topics, let's take a little break. While you enjoy our very first advertisement, I'll be spending a moment brushing up on how to fix that television. Better safe than sorry, right? After all, we definitely want to steer clear of any shocking surprises.
Hold on there, friends. Are you still laboring over your delicate garments with old-fashioned hand washing? Well, it's time for a delightful change. Introducing the marvelous two-speed washing machine from Shiny Things, Inc. This fabulous contraption offers not one, but two adjustable wash speeds. Just turn the dial and let your trusty machine do the hard work for you. Need to tackle those larger items like cozy bedding or sturdy jeans? No problem at all. The regular wash setting gets them squeaky clean with ease. But wait, there's more. Flip that switch to the gentle speed, perfect for all your delicate fabrics. Now you can wash with total confidence. Your laundry is in safe hands. So say goodbye to those tedious hand-washing days and say hello to the convenience of the Shiny Things Inc. washer. And don't forget, you can complete your laundry experience with our stylish, matching dryer. Shiny Things Inc., where laundry day becomes a pleasure, one cheerful spin at a time.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We've got some delightful news that's sure to warm your hearts. This past weekend, Hazel Dente and her partner Dennis Phillips, both of Strangerville, tied the knot at the scenic Last Work Lovers Chapel. Oh, what a sight it was, folks. The ceremony was adorned with vibrant flowers and sparkling lights, setting the perfect romantic scene for their nearest and dearest. So let's all raise our glasses and extend our warmest congratulations to this happy couple. Here's to a lifetime filled with love, joy, and unforgettable moments as they embark on this wonderful journey as husband and wife. In other news, it is with heavy hearts that we report of the passing of the esteemed Hannelore Landgrab, a distinguished businesswoman and the former wife of Malcolm Landgrab. Tragically, she met her untimely end while vacationing in the sunny paradise of Zulani, caught in the unforeseen turmoil of a volcanic eruption. Family and friends gathered in solemn tribute at the illustrious Landgrab family mausoleum in Moonlit Bay, where they celebrated the life of this renowned socialite. Our thoughts and condolences go out to her loved ones during this difficult time. When we return, we'll be diving into the fascinating world of video games.
Don't touch that dial. There's a lot to uncover.
Hey, kids. Are you ready for a bit of wacky fun? It's your old buddy, the Tragic Clown. And though my heart feels heavy, I can't wait to meet you at your local Clown Burger. Just ask your parents to bring you to any Clown Burger location. I'll be there, waiting to say hello with a smile, even if my tears are not too far behind. When you order a kid's meal, oh, what joy you'll find. A delicious Clown Burger, funny fries, and a small shake to add a sprinkle of happiness to your meal. But wait, there's more. You'll also receive a mail-in voucher for a painting of me, the Tragic Clown, to remember our time together. So come visit your local Clown Burger today, where smiles might sometimes be tinged with sadness, but the fun and laughter are worth every tear.
Clown Burger operates as a subsidiary of Landgrab Industries. Welcome back, gamers. I'm excited to jump into this next segment of our podcast where we celebrate one of the most beloved life simulation games of all times, The Sims. This week, we're taking a deep dive into the 18th expansion pack for The Sims 4 called Business and Hobbies. Business and Hobbies brings a fresh wave of entrepreneurial excitement to your Sims. This pack seamlessly integrates with existing content, giving you freedom to create unique business ventures that reflect your Sims' personalities. Whether you're dreaming of opening a trendy cafe, running a chic boutique, or even starting a tattoo parlor, this expansion equips you with the tools to craft these adventurous paths. In my personal opinion, one of the standout features here is the flexibility in managing your businesses. Unlike the more structured businesses from the Get to Work expansion, Business and Hobbies offers a laid-back mom-and-pop experience. You can hire your friends and family to help out rather than being limited to a roster of Sims that meets certain qualifications. Plus, you get to decide what your employees and customers do while they're at your establishment. Want to play it straight or go a bit rogue? The choice is yours. As you shape your business's alignment, you can earn business perks across three unique paths: Dreamer, Schemer, and Neutral. And the best part? You're not locked into just one route. This variety really breathes life into your Sims' experiences both in and out of their businesses. That being said, if you only have this expansion pack on its own, you'll face some limitations, specifically being restricted to just two types of businesses. Overall, Business and Hobbies is an exciting addition to The Sims 4, empowering players to steer their Sims' entrepreneurial adventures. Whether you're a longtime fan or just getting started, this expansion is definitely worth exploring. Stay tuned, listeners, because when we get back, I'll be live at the grand opening of The Gutter Club, the shiny new bowling alley that's just opened downtown. I can't wait to chat with its owner, Bob Newby, who has some big plans to turn this spot into the go-to hangout for everyone in the neighborhood. Don't miss it. It's going to be a fantastic conversation.
Hi there, friends and homemakers. Are you ready to step into the future of kitchen convenience? Well, gather round, because we have something truly spectacular for you. Introducing the free secret refrigerator. That's right, folks. Straight from the brilliant mind of Malcolm Landgrab, the genius behind Shiny Things, Inc., this sensational appliance is here to change the way you think about freshness. Imagine keeping your perishables as fresh as a daisy, thanks to our astonishing cryogenic technology. With a remarkable blend of liquid sulfur dioxide and argon, all nestled in a low-gravity vacuum, the Free Secret delivers freshness that lasts for generations. Crafted from high-impact stainless steel and featuring sleek, modern design, this dazzling appliance is the true queen of refrigeration. Wave goodbye to spoilage and say hello to delightful, long-lasting freshness. So what are you waiting for? Step into tomorrow today. Bring home Free Secret Refrigerator by Shiny Things, Inc. and experience the marvel of modern technology right in your own kitchen. It's the talk of the town, folks. And don't miss out on this must-have gadget. Rush to your nearest store today.
Welcome back, listeners. We're excited to have Bob Newby with us today, the proud owner of the Gutter Club Bowling Alley. This vibrant new venue just celebrated its grand opening right here in the heart of downtown Simsville. With its colorful lanes and lively atmosphere, the Gutter Club promises to be a fantastic addition to our community. Thank you for joining us, Bob.
Girl.
Now, Bob, our listeners may not be aware that you struck it rich last year by winning the lottery jackpot of 1 million simoleons. Can you share what that life-changing experience was like for you?
Hey, hello, Bobby, do you need me?
It sounds like a dream come true. Personally, I'm not sure what I would do with that much money. That said, with such a fantastic turnout tonight, it definitely seems like this investment was the right decision for you.
Hey, hello, bona mera raur. I rub a dow, a la dow.
Mm-hmm. And while we're on the subject, I spotted your wife, Betty, working diligently behind the counter in there. How does she feel about embarking on this new venture with you?
Talara.
I bet you wanted to move to Salani, but I'm glad she came around to supporting your dream. Now, before we go any further, to provide some background for my listeners, my connection with the newbies run deep.
Uh-huh.
I've had the pleasure of knowing them for several years. My friendship with Betty in particular dates back to our college days. Back then, she was known as Betty Simovich, and we shared a cozy co-ed dorm filled with late-night conversations and dreams for the future. Ultimately, we both realized that the traditional college experience wasn't right for us, leading us to make the courageous decision to drop out around the same time. While I channeled my passion into creating this podcast, Betty embarked on a different yet equally fulfilling path. She married her high school sweetheart, Bob, and together they built a life rich with joy and adventure. Their journey demonstrates the beauty of finding one's own way, and I'll always admire how supportive and connected they are. Holy mecca! what an unexpected surprise, dear listeners. It appears we have a special guest joining us, comedian and sitcom star Mr. Drew Carey. It is a pleasure having you join us today, Mr. Carey. I have to say, I am a huge fan, and Mom always said doing this podcast was a waste of time. Well, I really appreciate you saying that, Mr. Carey, and it means a lot knowing that you're one of my listeners. Speaking of which, I'm sure my listeners are dying to know, how did Bob manage to get you in for this special event? Well, in that case, I certainly hope Bob sends your agent a huge thank you gift. On that note, I'm really glad to see the community has come out in full force in support of your business, Bob. And this, dear listener, is the perfect time to draw the curtains on tonight's delightful broadcast. I want to extend my sincerest thanks to Bob Newby and our unexpected guest, Mr. Drew Carey, for joining us for this enlightening interview. Remember, folks, to like, subscribe, and don't forget to rate our show. Until next time, keep your dial tuned in as we journey through the vibrant tapestry of life in Simsville. Okay, Bob, why do you say that we challenge Mr. Drew Carey to a few rounds of bowling? Those fire trucks appear to be heading towards Sim Lane. You've been listening to another chapter of Simsville, an unofficial fan-made audio drama inspired by The Sims. We are not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Electronic Arts or Maxis. This episode may include short audio segments from the games used strictly for artistic and transformative purposes under fair use. All names, voices, and audio assets remain the property of their respective copyright holders. Featuring the talents of Jeffrey Woods as Jeffrey Crumblebottom, Raymond Leslie as the voice of Landgrab Industries, who totally assured us that this message is not an ad, and Sonny the Tragic Clown, who voiced himself. Be sure to check out Raymond Leslie at Ray the Unusual on most social media platforms. If you enjoyed your stay in Simsville, please rate, review, follow, and share the show. Your support keeps the town running and keeps Jeffrey's needs bars from dipping dangerously into the red.
Your laundry is in great hands. I mean, safe hands, actually. Please.